Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Inilabas na ng gobyerno ang COVID Safe app, isang coronavirus tracing app na makakatulong sa paghanap at pag-contact sa mga taong posibleng na-expose sa COVID-19. Bahagi yan ng inisyatibo ng gobyerno para mapigil ang pagkalat ng COVID-19 sa bansa. Makakatulong nga ba ito sa publiko o makukumpormiso ba ang personal na impormasyon o data na hihingin sa pag-download nito? Para tulungan tayong alamin ang mga yan, nakausap natin ang isang IT expert at app developer, si Nino Ray Ye. Narito ang panayam. Over a million people have downloaded it. So ano po ba yung kahalagahan ng pag-download nito? Lalo na, di ba, gobyerno ang naghikayat sa lahat. Although voluntary naman, pero sige, dapat i-download nyo.
Tama yan, Christina. It is an initiative by the government in app. So the COVID Safe app relies heavily, you know, on the number of people using it kasi it collects data and it stores it. So it is designed para matulungan natin yung mga health authorities natin na sa bawat state and territories na malaman yung clear picture kung paano nagsispread itong coronavirus. So mga nagda-download nito helps them in contact tracing and finding out kung sino yung mga nakakontact with patients who are positive.
So it's still a bit abstract, no? Kung paano ito gumagana. So the minute na i-download nila yung app, madami na bang sinestore ka agad yon na information patungkol sa, you know, personal information or personal data nila?
For the app to work, it asks for 5 essential informations, no? So it will ask for your name. On the app itself, it would say you don't have to really put in your full legal name. A pseudonym will do. It will accept it. So you have to put in your age group, your age bracket, and you have to put in your postcode. And then we'll ask for your phone number.
Wala bang red flag sa mga hinihingi na yon para sa inyo?
The phone number alone is a very big factor because it can link to a lot of your information, your accounts. If it's not misused, as they said, they did have a statement saying that they're creating new legislations now so that it won't create any misuse with the data that we are providing.
From the perspective of an IT expert na gaya ninyo, ano-ano yung benepisyo sa pag-download ng app na ito? Let's start with the benefits before we criticize or siguro analyze, no, yung features ng app na ito.
Based on our IT perspective, so the app has 2 functions. So it collects data and then it reports the data that it has collected. At the moment, it's saying that it is storing all the data inside your phone and the phone of the person who you're, you know, in contact with. Because it asks for you to turn on your Bluetooth. It doesn't really locate you via GPS. So it deactivates the GPS and the data location. So it will only activate Bluetooth every time. Every 1 minute, it will scan in a radius of 1.5 meters another COVID app user to check if you've got anybody in that radius, 1.5. No? If they detected someone else using that app within that 1.5 radius, it will store a unique identifier. Mm-hmm. And then it will store it in your phone. So basically, it stays at that moment until someone gets turns up positive. Because they will then ask you to upload these information into their system, and then they will do the contact tracing from there. Once someone gets positive, nung chain na yon, they will then ask yung mga doctors, yung health authorities. They will contact the person who turns positive, and then they will ask them to upload the data in their COVID Safe app. There's a consent barrier there. Before you submit all your data into their system. And then when they've got received all the data, they will check all those unique identifiers, all those persons that you've come close contact with, and then they will contact them that you've been in contact with someone positive.
Okay. As an IT expert, anong unang reaction nyo nung nabalitaan nyo ang tungkol sa app na ito?
I believe the government is doing this in good faith. Really need to stop the spread because it's affecting all of us, you know, economically, financially, for those who lost their jobs. So I think they're trying to do their best to cut the source of transmission. So all about data is they really need as much data as they can, because if they don't know where it's coming from, mas mahirap yung ganun. If they know where it's coming from, they can isolate those people, they can control it.
Okay, sige. So ngayon, ay madaming nagpahatid ng kanilang concerns, no, patungkol sa privacy sa pag-download ng app na ito, because you mentioned it earlier, naso-store ang data. Ano yung nakikita niyong risks patungkol sa mahalagang impormasyon or data tungkol sa user na pwedeng magamit in a different way, or maybe, you know, that might put that user at risk?
We've got their phone numbers, no? So they'll be storing that phone number. It doesn't store date of birth, which is good, kasi most of the yung mga dangerous na mga activities ginagamit yung date of birth, yung full name. So you can just put in even a nickname just to protect yourself. So the only risk is your phone number, so they can be able to leak it out, or some people might be able to hack it, so they may be able to contact you, you know, yung mga spam calls and stuff. That's the only risk, I believe.
So, given that, ano na ngayon ang mga pwedeng gawin ng mga gustong mag-download ng app na ito to keep themselves safe?
You can download the app, you know, just to be part of the initiative, because I believe we are all in this together. So, the more people who participate, the more it'll be successful. So, there's a way, if you want to stop participating, let's say you've already given out your data, There's a form you need to fill out. It's available in the health.gov government. You can fill it out and then they'll delete all your data.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.